Support for this podcast and the following message come from Synchrony. Every business starts with an ambition. So does every purchase. They can lead to new ideas, new experiences, and even newfound success. Whatever people are trying to achieve, Synchrony provides the payment tools and technologies, promotional financing, and retail insights to help make it possible. Because sometimes it takes a little help to put ambitions in reach. That's not just something Synchrony believes in. It's what they do. Find out more at Synchrony.com.
Welcome
to Total Retail Talks, your podcast channel for retail knowledge.
Hello, and welcome to episode 176 of Total Retail Talks. I'm Joe Keenan, executive editor of Total Retail. Joining me today is Kelly Murphy, director of marketing and causes at Olivella, a luxury philanthropic retail site that donates a portion of each purchase to causes. We're going to be discussing Olivella's socially conscious business model. Thanks for joining me today, Kelly.
Thank you so much for having me.
So I think a good place to start would be to have you tell our audience briefly about Olivella.
Yeah, definitely. So Olivella, the idea of Olivella came 2 years ago in the most unlikely of places on a dusty airstrip in Dadaab, Kenya, where Stacy, our founder and CEO, was on a trip with Malala Yousafzai to visit a refugee camp. And she reached into her purse to take a photo. And it was that moment she kind of had this aha of, this purse can send these girls to school. So she came back and said, you guys, I have this crazy idea. And that's essentially how Olivella was born. So it was about a year in the making. She reached out to a ton of top luxury brands. And we officially launched last summer. And it's just been an amazing experience ever since.
So you sell the product via the Olivella website, and I think you also have the one brick and mortar location as well?
Yep. So we launched online a year ago, and then this past summer, right around our 1 year anniversary, we launched our first boutique on Nantucket, and it was an amazing opportunity to, really be on the ground level and meet our customers and share our mission component. We have, these amazing interactive experiences in our pop-up where we really marry the cause and commerce and are able to explain why we do what we do.
Great. So my next question is, in this volatile environment we're in nowadays, why do you think it's important for, retailers and brands like Olivella to have this kind of social component to them? And then kind of the second part of that question is, do you find that that's a differentiator, not just for Olivella, but for other brands in the, the competitive retail and fashion space?
Yeah. So I think the market is changing and everyone is becoming so much more socially conscious, and they're really voting shopping, based on what's important to them. So they, consumers have a choice and they want to support places that are organic or sustainable or have a cause element that means something to them. And so for us, I think it's a huge differentiator that we have the ability to provide these amazing luxury items from brands that people love and kind of take the guilt out of shopping. You can still buy that amazing handbag and send a girl to school for a month. So we've been able to really differentiate ourselves in that sense where we're, you're able to do good by buying what you love. And that's something that we're finding is so much more important to people these days, is where they shop and the fact that their purchases have power. And we want to help them leverage their purchases to make a difference.
Yeah, it's really the customer's really getting the best of both worlds. They're getting not only a great product that they love and they want, but they're really getting to have a positive impact in the world. So that dual benefit of making a purchase.
Yeah.
So let's talk a little bit about, how Olivella goes about choosing the partner charities it works with. The second part to that is, in addition to probably internal discussion, do your customers have any influence on, where your donations are being made to, what charities are selected?
Yeah, so I mentioned Malala. So Malala Fund was really an organic relationship. Stacy had worked with Malala previously. She went on this amazing trip, so it was really an easy marriage to make in terms of wanting to support Malala Fund. And all of our other charity partnerships have kind of come in that organic fashion. So we worked with Too Young to Wed, who Stephanie Sinclair is the founder of. She's this amazing Pulitzer Prize winning National Geographic photographer who you know, founded this organization about child brides and how, you know, we can make a difference in the lives of these girls by just helping to educate them and empower them and their families so they're not sold off into marriage. So that was another one that it just kind of came about very organically. And the CARE is another organization that we work with where Stacy actually went to visit these Syrian refugee camps in Jordan. And, you know, this past spring, we've been able to send 40 girls back to school in Jordan through the funds that we've raised on Olivella. So it's just been very great having these, you know, organic partnerships. But one of the amazing things, especially with Nantucket, is we've been able to, you know, really get to know our customers, and we're always open to learning about more causes and what's important to them and seeing how we can work to support the causes that are near and dear to our customers. So we're always, you know, listening and trying to figure out what more we can do and how else can we support. So.
Yep. And I'm going to get back to a question about that, the new brick and mortar store up in Nantucket in a second, but mm-hmm. one more kind of around the social consciousness of the brand and, you know, give you an opportunity here to kind of promote some of the good work that you've been doing at Olivella. Can you maybe share some of the impact that the, you know, the charitable efforts that you've made, you know, what kind of impact that's had?
Yeah, so just in a little over a year, we've been able to provide 41,000 days of school or their equivalent through Malala Fund, CARE, and Too Young to Wed. So it's been absolutely phenomenal. And I mentioned the girls in the Syrian refugees in Jordan. That's another one where, you know, these girls were at risk of being sold as child brides. And we were able to, you know, work with CARE and their families to get them back into school. And so a lot of them just had their first day of school in September. So it's just been absolutely amazing. And what's great for our customers is they see the direct benefit they have. So online, every single item, it tells you how many days of school it provides. Every customer gets a dashboard where they're able to see their cumulative benefit. We share updates on the girls that they're supporting and share their stories. So you really get to see and feel the power that of your purchase and the difference that you're making. So it's been really great.
Yeah, that, I'm guessing that invests your customers in the brand. They see the influence that their purchases are having, you know, the good work that's being done. It makes them probably willing, you know, even more willing to come back and purchase again. So there's kind of that dual benefit from the business perspective, but also the, you know, the philanthropic aspect to it as well.
Yeah, I think it's, you know, people get invested and they want to do good. And to have a platform where we're able to support that, you know, simply by buying what you love, you know, if you just replenish your lipstick or get a new blouse for the season or, you know, dress for a cocktail party, like knowing that you're doing good while also kind of treating yourself a little, it's great.
Yeah. So you mentioned a new store in Nantucket. So that's mm-hmm. the first brick and mortar location for Olivella. I did read that you have plans to open 15 more next year. Is that that's is that the case? And kind of, you know, maybe we could talk from the perspective of this first store in Nantucket. But why the move to offline retail? And, you know, this seems to be a channel that you're looking to continue to invest in.
Yeah, so it's one of those things that we just have such an interesting or I shouldn't say interesting, but more of a different take on your standard retail. And one of the things that we wanted to do is we wanted to get on the ground level and meet our customers and really show them how we work and introduce them to this cause component. And so in our store, one of the things that we were able to do is introduce them to the cause component. So on every single price tag, you see the direct benefit. We have this really cool interactive edit table where you pick up an item and it, you know, shows you a video about the item and styling tips, but also the benefit that that item is having. When we have, you know, an Olivella hub in the back of the store that shows a video that shares our mission and how we got started and the origins of our name and the coolest thing in the entire store is when you purchase, there's a projection that appears on the wall that shows your direct benefit. So you get
really
to
cool.
see in real time, you know, the impact that you're having. So it's just a way for us to really introduce people to who we are, what we're trying to do. And it's just been so rewarding being able to meet these amazing people and see the excitement that they get, you know, when it appears on the wall, what they've provided. And, you know, so many people are taking photos of it and sharing it. And it's just kind of been a great experience. And we want to recreate that, you know, in different metros across the U.S. and be able to share that with our customers and introduce ourselves and introduce what we're trying to do and the difference we're trying to make.
Yeah, that powerful in-store experience. Mm-hmm. So then my final question, Kelly, is, you know, now that you're operating in two channels, you have the e-commerce site and now the brick and mortar store, you know, what is the brand doing to kind of integrate those two channels, kind of create that seamless experience for customers, maybe create awareness about the in-store, about the store for your customers up in the Nantucket area? You know, what are you doing to kind of cross promote the two channels?
Yeah. So, well, one of the coolest things, you know, is social media and, you know, just working with local press and influencers and all that to just kind of generate excitement, in the local community has been great. But, one of the coolest things about our site and our store is you have your own dashboard. So no matter what you do on the site or in the store, you see your cumulative benefit. So it's something that's updated in real time, every single purchase. So if I buy something in the store and if I buy something online, I'm constantly refreshing my dashboard to show my benefit. So we're sharing on email the impact that every single purchase is having, and we're able to kind of bridge those worlds and you know, get people excited in the local area, but then also showcase online what they're doing. So even if I purchased in store, I still get an online dashboard where I'm able to see my benefit.
Great. Well, I want to take this opportunity to thank Kelly Murphy of Olivella for joining me today, telling us a little bit about the great work that brand is doing. So please check out our podcast channel page, mytotalretail.com/podcasts for show notes. Total Retail Talks is available on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, and Stitcher. But make sure to subscribe on our podcast channel page as well. Thanks, and I look forward to you joining us on the next episode of Total Retail Talks.
This podcast was brought to you by Synchrony. Ambitions live everywhere, but sometimes they take help to achieve. That's why Synchrony provides the payment tools and technologies, promotional financing, and retail insights that can help put them in reach. Find out more at synchrony.com.